Space pressed. Stop button Alt plus S.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about how to set up a virtual machine of MS-DOS 6.22 and or Windows 3.1 with the virtual Braille speak synth. And I also have a Braille Empower, which can act as a Keynote Gold essay. So in another part, I will try to get that set up and working with that as well. So what you'll first want to do is install VMware Player and or VMware Workstation Player from my website, grossgang.com, and then go to the VMware folder, and you want to download a VMware Player installer for your computer. If you're on a 32-bit system, you want to download VMware Player 6. You can download on 64-bit as well, but if you're on 64-bit, I recommend getting VMware Player 12, because that's 64-bit, or at least the version I have is 64-bit. So then you want to download the Windows 3.1.exe file. It has a few things in it. I'm going to go into the folder that I extracted.
Front D, Coloc W, Web IT, Win, Items, I, Windows 3, I, Screen, I, 1 of 5.
So you have the redirector, NVIDIA redirect program.
Setup com 0 com W 7 X 64.
And you have some setup com.
Setup com 0 com W 7 X 86.
You have these setup files, and now I've uninstalled them from my computer, so I can demonstrate how to install them, because I'm actually doing this podcast as a response to another poster who wanted to know how to get something like this set up. And talking DOSBox, it doesn't have QBasic or anything like that in it, but it still works with several DOS utilities, like, because it emulates the hardware, it can run things better than VMware in certain situations. But if you want to get a more pure DOS experience, I recommend VMware, but you will not have, you know, FM support. Well, VMware actually does have OPL3 emulation, but it disables the PCM waveform output, which is like regular audio. So I guess that's not much big of a deal if you're using a virtual hardware synth. But anyway, I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic. But if you want a more pure DOS experience, get VMware, but you will have some limitations because some things may just not run properly. Like, certain things will work better in DOSBox, certain things will work better in VMware, but if you want a more pure experience, I recommend VMware.
Name setup com 0 com W7XA.
So I'm going to install
setup.
This x64 installer.
Date, secure
user desk. Account control.
Window null modem emulator com 0 com setup dialog nullsoft install system v2.46. Welcome to the null modem emulator com 0 com setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through the installation of null modem emulator com 0 com. It is recommended that you close all other applications before starting setup. This will make it possible to update relevant system files without having to reboot your computer. Click next to continue. Next button Alt plus N.
Press enter.
I agree. Property page. Back property page. Can proper back. I agree button Alt.
Agree.
Space pressed. Next property page. Select components to install. Select component.
I'll just press enter through this.
Property page space required. 342.0 KB. C:\Program Files.
When you first install this, you get some Windows security.
Install
alert
C:\Program.
Windows security alert pop up.
C:\Program.
In my case, I checked the Always Trust software from the person, the name that shows in that box, so I don't have to do that again. But that's just the way I do it. So, now it's installed.
Null next, but completed next. But
I'm gonna go to next.
Finish property page completing the null modem emulator com 0 com setup wizard. Null modem emulator com 0 com has been installed on your computer. Click finish to close this wizard. Launch setup checkbox not checked.
You want to launch setup?
Space checked.
Press enter.
Windows 3 setup for com 0 com. On edit, selected CMCA 0.
Now you want to type com 8.
COM 8. Edit, selected CMCB 0.
In this next edit box, you want to type com 9.
COM 9.
I do it in all caps, so I don't know if that's required, but that's just the way I do it. And I'll press Alt A to apply. Or actually,
tree view. Tree view.
Just tabbing around to find the apply button.
Remove pair and pair apply button.
I'll press enter. and it should be applying the changes.
Windows Virtual Recorder icon 3 of 3. Setup for reset button. Apply button.
I mean, I guess it applied them, so I'm just gonna see.
Selected COM8.
And I'll just hold it for all this.
Windows 3.1.
Now.
Under items view. Q. Under I setup comms the redire 1 of 5.
We're going through the redire.
Date created. Items NVDA.bat 1 of 9.
NVDA.bat. You wanna run that?
Redirect terminal blank. C code redire icon 3 of 3 dire. Items setup comms.
Now you wanna load the VMX.
Windows 3.1 VMX 5 type. VMware virtual machine configuration size. Names Windows 3.1 redirect to Windows C code virtual recorder redirect type redirect to.
And it should load in VMware. If it doesn't, I'll load it manually.
Soft C colon for redirect software. Skip this. Reminds me
later. Remind me later. Really
Windows 3.1 VMware workstation 12 player dial.
Let's see.
Cancel button. I moved it. Windows no button alt plus Windows 3.1. Pain. Window.
And now I'm gonna make sure.
Virtual proxy floppy. Net sound serial port. Summary. Using port COM9. Windows.
Yeah, using COM9 because I configured it that way. So if you download my VM, that'll be automatically configured for you. So.
Pain.
And since I'm using on a really modern system, it's like instant. I have a feeling it's probably booted up by now. So I'm gonna type cd dot dot to go into the root, and then I'll just type. s.bat, I think that's the right batch file that launches ASAP.
Marcus Jable 2499 ASAP installed, C colon back.
So now I'm in DOS right now, and I could just say, let's say I wanted to, I don't really use DOS a whole lot, but I use it sometime. Let's say I wanted to go to
E-T-R-T, insert, press enter to see the survival guide, untitled, F1, help, enter, execute, escape, cancel, tab, next, field, arrow, next, item, file, edit, search, options, help, welcome to the MS-DOS editor, copyright, C Microsoft Corporation, 1987-1992, all rights reserved, press escape to clear this dialog box. Apparel, blank, 00001:001, MS-DOS editor, F1, help, press alt to activate menus.
Now let's say... I wanted to, let's see.
T-A-I-F-I-F-A-T-E-S-T dot.
And I'm going to go alt to the menu bar here.
Blank.
If it...
New, open. Open, new, loads new file into... Save, open, saves current file. File name colon, okay, cancel, help, enter, execute, escape, cancel, tab, next, field, arrow, next, item, this is a test.
I'll just type
space.
It's airing around here. Just type test.
T-E-S-T. Test 00002:016. MS-DOS editor. New open. Exit. New exit editor. C colon back.
Let's say I wanted to type
E-D-R-T-T-E-S-T dot T-E-S-T. Apparel, test.txt, 00001:001, MS-DOS editor F1, help, press alt to activate menus, file edit search options, space.
Or actually,
new, exit, new, C colon back.
I think, yeah, I guess I should have typed .txt at the end when I saved it, but,
E-S-S-D-R-T-T-E-S-T, this is a test.
Yeah, so, it basically just type .txt if you want to. Have a file extension. Now, what I'm gonna do is close out this.
New, exit, C colon back. D-E-F-T-E-F-T-E-F-T, file not found, C colon back.
Oh, it...
D-E-F-T-E-F-T, C colon back.
So, I deleted that. Now, let's say I wanted to check the time.
T-I-E, current time is 6:18:45.86p. Enter new time colon.
Now, I don't need to do that. You can just press enter.
C colon back.
So, yeah. And that is how you get it set up and running in DOS. So, I hope this podcast helped anybody who wanted to get this set up. And if you want me to do a demonstration with a hardware synth, I can. If anyone's interested, I'll get that set up and running for you guys, so anyway, I'm going to turn this VM off.
Windows 3.1, context men, exit file, sub power, sub power up, shut down, guest 0204.
Because it dots, you don't, you just would, you know, turn off the computer, if I remember correctly. So that just basically means Alt-P to go to the player menu, go to
power
sub menu,
power shut down, guest 0204,
and shut down guest.
VMware workstation 12 player dialog, are you sure? No, yes.
Yes, because it's, you know, I didn't, nothing's open or anything, so.
Windows 3.1, V redirect terminal blank.
And now, if I wanted to close this, I could control C out of this.
C colon backslash window, virtual recorder dialog, stop.
So just click close all those windows, so. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, so I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.